Okay, see, but even maybe where you live a long, long time ago, and did you have a spring or well?
Yes, I've seen springs.
Well, did the spring ever dry up?
Yes, it would ever dry down, especially when it did rain so much.
Is that right? Where'd you get your water from then, Father?
Well, usually it would furnish enough water for you to use.
Well, now, usually, other than the spring, there was another little body of water, a little stream of water not too far from the house, and that was usually called
a little lake of water.
Lake. If it was smaller than a lake, it was called what? I remember my mother saying sometimes they had foot logs across them, and they used to have a foot beside.
Oh, well, the foot logs would be across the branches, across the creeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Oh, yes. All right, now, a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. There's no water in it, but it's a deep valley cut in the land, in a field or something. What is that called? Maybe when you went to the field, there might have been one running alongside the field or somewhere around that field. Did you have any particular name for that?
Well, sometimes, you know, they'd call that dry ditch.
Call them dry ditches?
Oh, yes,
I see. If there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you call that place a what?
A washout.
A washout?
I see.
All right. Any other name other than a washout? Or sometimes children used to play in them while the parents maybe worked in the field. This is what my grandmother said from time to time. And what were those called?
You're speaking of water?
No water's in it. It's just
a path.
A path. It's a little deeper than a path, and the children get down in them and play in them.
A gully. Mm-hmm. We used to play in as a gully.
A gully.
Slide up and down the bank on the gully.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, for example, are there any names of streams in the... Are there any streams around here where you live now in McDonald? That's smaller than a river and larger than a stream. Any bodies of water like that around here?
No, I don't think so, as I can recall, until you get up here to Camp Creek, you know.
Oh, yes.
And that would be a creek.
I see. All right. Well, what do you call a very small rise in land? A small rise in land, you know. It's not a ditch or anything, but it's a rise in land. What do you call that?
We'd call that a hill, wouldn't we?
Of course. and going, I imagine from time to time you had to walk up hills when you were going places. Did you walk very much when you were a young girl?
Oh, yes, I like to run up the hill and down the hill.
Not only walk, but run up them too. I see. All right, well, what do you call that same rise if it is very large, much higher than a hill?
We'd call it a mountain.
Of course. All right. Now, along with the mountain, the rocky side of a mountain that drops off is called what? A shore.